with his friends. We are continuing our shir, our series of shiurim from this Heilige Sefer Eretz Tzvi of the Kozhik Lover. We're in Chelek Aleph Simen Gimel. Os Vav, at the beginning of the Tshuva, he talks about the shiur of Peis and Talis Katan. And at the end of the Tshuva that we're going to be learning, Mirtz Hashem, he talks about Lo Sachmod, the Geder of Lo Sachmod, the Heilige Kozhik Lover of Eretz Tzvi Frumer. So here he says, he's writing a letter to the Heilige Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, Rav Avraham Mordechai Migur, Rav Avraham Mordechai Alter. And he had written the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lover, that Lo Sachmod, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is even a matana. Even if you implore your friend, you nudge your friend till he gives you a gift, you're over in Lo Sachmod. And the Ger Rebbe wrote back, it's a Das Yachid, we don't hold that way. It's his eigene chiddush, it's his own personal chiddush, but it's a das yachid. Not everybody holds that way. So the Kozhik Lover says, really, I'm not roy to even talk about what you said, because who am I compared to you? But according to my very humble and feeble and inadequate understanding, it is a very compelling svara to say that Lo Sachmod is even with gifts, and even if Rabbeinu Yonah hadn't said it, we could say it on our own logically. And this is according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Nun Tes. Shulchan Aruch writes that if your Chomed, and also the Rambam before him, writes that if you covet your friend's Eved or his Amma or his Kalim or anything you can purchase from him, and you bring friends to nudge him until you actually buy it, you're over on Lo Sachmod. So even though in the end he sold it, nevertheless, since he sold it only because you nudged him, you're over on Lo Sachmod. So if b'mecher, where he gives you money, where you give him money, you're over on Lo Sachmod. Certainly a matana, you're over on Lo Sachmod. How can you say that for a mecher, when you sell it, so in such a case, you're over on Lo Sachmod, when you give him money. But if he gives it you for free, there's no Lo Sachmod, that's better. How could it be that it's better when you don't give him money? Certainly if you don't give him money, it's worse. So I don't see any chilik between mecher and matana. And then he writes in a footnote in his own Eretz Tzvi, he adds on the side that Chacham told me that the smag in Mitzvah Sase Kuf Nun Ches also says this, that a matana has a din of a mecher linyan Lo Sachmod. Both mecher and matana are Lo Sachmod. And that you, the Heilige Ger Rebbe, quote Kedushasai HaRama, your Honorable Holiness writes that we find in numerous places that if there's an opinion of one of the Rishonim, one of the Poskim, even if nobody explicitly argues with him, we don't paskin that way. And you brought a dugma from the sheet of the Urayim that the Gartel has to be on the flesh, that in order to have to separate between your heart and your Erva, separation has to be on the flesh, mamish, and not on clothing. And we don't paskin that way. See, so the Kozhik Lover says, excuse me, but that's not a good example. Because we find in Tosfos that he does explicitly argue in the name of the Machzor Vitri that Avnei Chol Mechnesayim Moel Inyan Libro Oseherva. So your belt works for Libro Oseherva, even though the belt is on the pants. So writes the Rush, so is Mefurish Lehedya in the Ran. And wearing pants is enough for Libro Oseherva, so Gartel will be put on. Al Tikon. Nice to wear Gartel. Higal Nikros Elokecha Yisrael, Pasuk and Amos. So this idea that the Urayim is Das Yachid and we don't paskin like him, even though nobody explicitly argues, we have lots of people explicitly arguing. We're over Shonim argue with him. The Machzor Vitri, the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ran. But if nobody argues, so why shouldn't we paskin like him? So if you have an opinion of one Rishon and nobody argues, then there's no reason not to paskin like him. The Ramah on Choshen Mishpat Simon Chafei Sif Beis writes that whenever the Rishonim are written and they're Mefursim, the Achronim argue with them, we go after the Achronim, Alacha Kabasroi. But if you find a Tshuva of a Goyim and it's not mentioned in a Sefer and other people argue with him, we don't have to pass him like the Achronim, because maybe they didn't know the words of the Goyim. We found that all the time in Poskim, that had they known, then they would have retracted. But since they didn't know, they couldn't say like that go. But they would have, had they known, they would have retracted. It's mashma that if we don't find explicitly that they argue, then it's pashut that we're not docha the gon. We're only talking an earlier gon, even though he's a yachid. And who had din, it would seem. Another post, like, you know, there's the whole discussion in the Ramah is that they didn't see him. Since they didn't see him, had they seen him, maybe they would have retracted. But let's say they didn't argue with him bichlal, and they just, he's there, and nobody mentions him. So we're certainly going to paskin like him. That would apply to the period of the Gaonim and even the, any of the Kadmonim. And therefore, only b'makom she'alacha rofefes halacha achar minug. If we don't know what to do, so then you go after the minug. There's a machlokes. Sometimes even halacha yachid neged rabim. We go baser minug, like the Shacharites in Yerodeah. Simon Samachay, Sif Kot Zion. Brings various examples of cases where we follow Yechidim. Rosh Hashanah Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. Because Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chaim, and sometimes we're going to follow La Halacha, even the Yachid Neged the Rabbim, if the Haminig is like the Yachid. And parenthetically, the Eretz Tzvi writes, "Ubahayin Yana Marati Levar Hadam Rina Bebeitza Yites Tanai Shaklus Me Alma." Then in the Gemara there, Gemara says, "How can you take a Tana from the world? Tanai Shaklus Me Alma. You're omitting the opinion of the one who says that Nedarim and Nedavis are brought on Yantiv as well. So what's this lashon of Tanai Shaklus Me Alma? Did you take a Tana from the world?" So explains the Kashuk Lover. He does this often. He is an Arev. Divrei Soid, Divrei Machshava, and his halachic tshuvas. He says, "Dine hibit b'Torah bara olam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and he created the world. And so to limit HaTorah is makayim the world, like it does in Zohar Kadosh Parshas Truma. Kadosh Baruch Hu stak b'raisa b'ra'alma v'yisrael m'shtadli b'raisa makayim yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world, and the Jewish people learned Torah makayim the world. Yim ken kol din medine HaTorah yisoid v'omad kiyum ha'olam. Every din in the Torah is a foundation for the existence of the world. Every, since all of Torah is the words of the living God, every shita is part of the existence of the world. And since the Tartzen omitted completely the opinion that Nedarim and Nedavos craven biyamtiv, and he holds that Lekulei Alma and Nedarim and Nedavos are not carved biyamtiv, so we're lacking one basis for the Kiyum Olam. That's what it says in the Gemara. Tanai Shak is my Alma. You're taking away the Tanaim who hold of this Shita from being Mekayim the world. That's why Tumin Chamer called Bonayich. Atukri Bonayich al Bonayich. They're building the world. Talmud Chacham is the Chelik Mibinyan HaOlam. As a tzas tzarachin and a footnote from Erev and Tesam Adbeis, El Rabchim Isa de Leisabula Lamalei Lamisne, if he doesn't hold like this, why does he teach it? According to what he's saying, maybe he should have taught it anyway, because that's part of the kiyum of the world. So he gives it a tzas tzarachin, but yesh latarits. So that's his yisod, that you have to, that the opinions of the Yechidim also count. That's also Mekayim the world. Sometimes we even follow them lahalacha. And that's what we have. Sometimes it says in the Gemara, Kama Mekoimas, that Rav Ploni Barusahu. What does it mean, Barusa? He's an outsider, because every Svar V'Talm Chacham B'Torah is Chelek Mikiyum Olam. It's part of the existence of the world. But there's some Svaris that are Mamshech the Kiyum and the Metzias to the world. And there's a Svar that's not so strong. And nevertheless, it removes the klipas that are machru of the world. That's what it means, that the opinion of this rabbi is a barusa. In other words, even though it's not a svar gemur la halacha, but it's a little bit of a svar, removes the chitzonim. It's a mavriach them. It chases them outside. It chases them away. That's the barusa. We found a little bit of a smach in the Tikkuni Zohar, Tavchaf Aleph, Amud Dalid. Raisa afikas lechon elabanaycho migalusa umeshiabuda v'dina dahi dememana al galusa al banaychus, that the Raisa takes us out of the galus and from the shibud and from the dinim of those who are memuna and the galus. So this Raisa, this barusa, these outside things knock off the bad guys. So you have this, you can say that any svara of a Talmud, of a Tana, of an Amora, or of other Talmud Chum, even though it's not halacha, it has a Shem Torah. It's included in Binyan Olam. The Ran says in the name of the Raivin in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, if that it says there that a Chacham who asered his friends now let it come and be Matir. He writes that a chacham can be mamshich mahus iser baras, so he can create an iser with his psak, even if the halacha is not like him. Ayin sham, see the koch of a psak. The ritva yivamis yud, dalid amad aleph, writes a chiddush gadol. If you have two tanoim or two amaroim, one is matir, one asers, so the rishus was beyond any person to do whatever he wanted to. Just that chaticha. Dafka boisa chaticha shay lefnei malzei yesh koach v'chacham lahamshich mus lefidaito afilu ein emesito. So if you have two amaroim or two tanoim, one matis, one is asis, so everybody can follow who he wants, and in that chaticha the chacham can be mamshich mus, the essence of this chaticha, what its status is according to his opinion, even if he's not correct. Avalim b'moirik is oid. Odapam lefneim, over the rice al chachar machmer after doim legamer the nidum puktasim. So I ain't shaman the ritva because I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. Yedalad amar aleph. It seems that he's telling the koch psak that even if we don't pass him like that, you can follow either Tana or either Amora, even if you're not right, even if we don't pass him that way. Then we have the same shadow the next time, then you have to follow the rules again. But the right to Achara Machmir. But so that could be the previous time, it's Mutter one way, and the next time the same case is Asir. That's the Koach HaPsak. And it brings the Ma'aral and the Siva Solom, the Siva Torah, Perak Tesva, V'yosa Roy, V'yosa Nachon, Shia Poisek, Mitoch HaTalmud, you have to pass him from the Gemara. Afkesh Lachash Leich, V'derecha Emes, Leif Sakadin Lamito. Even though you're not necessarily going to go to the Derech HaEmes, you're not going to pass in Adin LaMito, nevertheless, a Chacham only can follow his Seichel, what he understands from the Talmud. Kasher tfunaso v'chachmaso titeh im kol zeh chas v'shalom im kol zeh ovu el Hashem Yisbarach kasher moire. Even the guy makes a mistake, but he can only pass him based on what he understands. You don't just look at a psak halacha and a sefer piske halachas and pass him that way. So go to the source of the halacha and pass him that way. He's like a blind person on the way. So this stems nicely with the Ritva. The Ritva says that even if you paskin incorrectly, you can be mamshich the mahus based on your psak. Whatever your psak is, if you're ra'ui, that's going to make turn that chaticha into what your psak said. That's what the Maharal seems to be saying also. Hashem loves that. You have to paskin based on what, the way you understand. If you're a bar hachi, if you're on that madrega. And even if you make a mistake, you're still correct. How do we say that you're ov to Hashem if you're machil treifas? Must be, it's not considered a treifa. You paskin that it's kosher. So that was your psak. And that's what it means, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, since there's a certain svar, like, each way, whatever you say, even if you're paskin laheter, and even though the halacha should be l'isser, it doesn't matter. There's still a svar your way, that's beloved to Hashem. Famous Ramban, in his Akdama to the Mechamos, that svar is atar, not kechachmas handasa. Not mathematical proofs. You just go based on your seichel. There's always a tzad this way, there's a tzad that way. There's always sudden, there's always different ways of looking at it. And our job is just to paskin based on how we understand. Includes the Kosher Clever called the Kishiyesh Beis Deyus Echad Oysa Bechad Matir. So if there are two opinions, Elu Ve'elu. But in our case, we only have one opinion. We don't have anybody who says that Amatan is not Lo Sachmo. We have an opinion that says Amatan is Lo Sachmo. We then have a second opinion that Amatan is Lo Sachmo. So let's go with that. Concludes the Kosher Clever is Tshuva Hamishtachave Mul Hadras Kotshoi Aryei Tzvi Ov Beizdin Kihilas Ozhiklov. Very beautiful. So he bows down to the holiness of the Imramis. He concludes the tshuva. And Amir Tashem B'siyata D'Shmaya. We were zochah to learn this tshuva. We should be zochah to learn many, many other tshuvas in this sefer and many other svarim. L'lumodu l'lame l'shma v'las l'chaim is called Ibrei Salmu Tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.